While Chicago has its cow, Seattle has its glue pot. On June 6, 1889, a pot of glue boiled over in the basement at First Avenue and Madison, starting what became known as the Great Seattle Fire. There was so much smoke, it was difficult for the firemen to find the source of the fire, as most of the buildings in the area were originally made of wood. This was eventually seen as a rebirth for Seattle, as new buildings of brick and stone went up immediately. Most of the buildings in Pioneer Square today were built after the fire, as ordered by new city ordinances.
Dear mother, sister, brother, and family, as you wish to know more particularly about the big fire, I will this evening try to explain it to you the best I can. There was not one brick business house left unburnt that was not on fire 5 or 6 times, but a lot of citizens formed a bucket brigade and in that way saved it. The fire burnt about 90 blocks, or about 160 acres of ground, all built solid with frame and brick buildings. You stated you thought the fire might make things dull, although it is just in reverse. Everything is bustle and activity. Brick masons, carpenters, painters, common laborers can get all the work they can do, and more men are wanted but cannot be had. There are 5 or 6 buildings that are brick stores, one story high already in the burnt district, and about as many half as high. There are 300 tents up in which all kinds of business is done. Love from all to all. I.K. and I.L. Bechtel.